This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Have you ever wondered what the practical realities of being a visual artist in Kuala Lumpur are and what it feels like when they want to buy their own homes? Well, you might find the answer at an exhibition called Whose Dream House by artists Mei Kei Ho and Ong Chai Bin. So the exhibition is on from the 5th to the 20th of October at the back room at the Cheung San building. And joining me to tell us more about the exhibition are the artists themselves, Mei Kei and Chai Bin. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah. Hi, Sharmila.
So this idea of doing a whole show on your experiences of owning a home in KL, how did that happen? How did that idea come about?
At first, the idea is from me. Mm-hmm. I started to look for a house in KL. Mm-hmm. Just started to like research about this. And then after that, I get to pursued by this dream house concept of the sales agent. They talk about the interesting facilities, Olympic-sized swimming pool and low intensity and things like strategic location and that all. And on that moment, I decided to sign up and pay booking fees for this. But then after I realized the experience is... I tell her that actually, we can't make it at this point of our salary. Because they will tell you about the salary. Okay, you have 4,000 net, so you can get 2,300 loan. But after that, when we come down and we count by ourselves, if we have 4,000 salary, 2,300 for the loan.
For your monthly loan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what they tell us that we can afford to pay that loan. Mm. But after deduct the car loan, 500, so left 1,200. So we thought, okay, 1,200, like enough. But when we go back and divided to 30, you only have 40 ringgit per day. Mm. So you cannot sick, you cannot have accident, things like that. So for artists, I think that's not the easy way for us. Mm. Then we discuss together and we come up with this idea. Yeah.
What was your own experiences, Chaibin, with this struggle?
I'm like a bit lucky than Mei Kei because I can stay at family house in KL, so I don't need to worry about this one. But when we share the experience with me, and then we was like, yeah, that's true. So just trying to come up something. So Mei Kei have shared her plan to do something on it to me. Yeah. Mm.
So what made you want to use your art to reflect on this experience?
To tell a real story, like it, as an artist, voice this issue out, and yeah, to share this experience. And like dream house is, not everyone dream house is what they told us, things like that.
That what they tell you should be your dream house is not actually so easy to achieve, right? Yeah. So in particular, this experience of looking for a house in Kuala Lumpur, why is it different for artists versus people doing any other job?
At first, I think we don't have a stable income, which is if we're selling our works, then we got money. And if not, then we have nothing. Yeah. Mm. So, but you need to pay the loan like every month.
And we can't produce artwork just for sale, things like that. Yeah. Mm.
So what exactly are the works that will be shown in this exhibition? Each of you have done your own series. Mm. And then they are both individual series, but they also are in interaction with each other, right? So what will we be seeing?
For my artwork, I have three types. There's one with collage and oil painting on canvas, which is I collect some properties flyer, because in the flyer they will show blue sky behind and only the building, but in my artist impression actually is full with buildings. So in my painting, they will have a building that I make by myself and others with collage.
Which is really the real experience for many people, right?
Yeah. So we can't get KLCC view.
Yes.
Actually.
Even though they tell you can. Yeah. What about you, Chaimin?
For my ones, I actually talking more about like, because what I think dream house is not only the form itself, it's also some consider lifestyle and relationships between anything in the house. So I have produced a work like in our generations. We used to live in a throw and buy trend. So from there, especially when I worked in KL and started to earn some money, so I find myself increasing the throw and buy behavior. So once the thing broken or out of date or cannot fulfill my desire, I will just throw and buy a new one. Mm. So, but in this case, I actually started to rethink about like what my parents did before. And I found out they are more appreciate to what they own and what they have. And they will be like trying to fix everything broke and until the thing cannot be used and like fully dead. Yeah. So these are something that's in show in our daily life, not only the materiality but also the way of the treat thing. Yeah. So I produced a series of work using cement and then sell the found object that I get to collect from my hometown and some of them from recycle center and sell them into the cement.
And what will we see when we come to the exhibition? What is, you know, how is it laid out? How will we experience the works?
There is 12 works from me and Chaibing. There's nine works and a
and
video.
One video.
Which is a quite nice promotional.
So the video actually is like we're having a real property agent and then he was trying to sell make his works in the real way he sold property. Yeah.
Okay. What I found interesting about the show is actually the contrast between each of your works, right? Because Chaibin, your work is because of the cement and it's very material driven. It feels quite industrial almost. Mm-hmm. And whereas like Meike, yours, because of the colors and the different sort of figures, and it's almost whimsical in some ways. It's quite fun to look at, mm-hmm. but then when you examine it closer, there are different realities. Mm-hmm. Do you guys discuss and work together, or do you do your work separately and then come together and work on the concept?
We started with different. We work on our own, but same team, mm-hmm. in the same team. Yeah,
yeah. Just like difference where we're looking at the
this dream house
topic of dream house. Yeah. Mm.
Do you guys work together? Is there collaboration when it comes to putting the exhibition together?
In terms of idea, yes, but the artwork itself, no. I think for me, my work is dream. For her, is
reality.
Okay.
Both are important.
Yeah. So we cannot only dream but forget about what will be happen in reality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the exhibition is being curated by Sharmin Barmeswaran. So what was her contribution? What was how did she bring the show together?
She guide us quite a lot on how our writing and concept.
Mm. She being like throwing question to us like why this, why that, and then yeah.
Then make us think more, research more.
So what do you what do you hope that the audience understands or takes away from this exhibition?
I hope that's because everyone have like they have the different levels on the their capacity of buying dream house. Mm-hmm. So maybe just take a look and consider like what is their dream house that they can afford. Oh yeah.
Not only listen what people tell you, oh you need this before you're 30 years old. Not really. Not you know, you can be regret.
There's not wrong with any the marketing things that they did, but we just need to like rethink before take action.
Yeah, their marketing strategy, I think, is not, that's not the problem. But what we experience is like, hey, is that really what I want? Is it my afford to get that at this age or at this salary?
And why do you think that it's, especially for young people, why do you think that this is an important thing to for them to realize that this pressure to own a home is not something that is always so easily achieved?
Because through my experience, if you when people tell you, you will pursue yourself, oh yes, I can. But when you realize, actually not
like
everyone.
After you go back home and you think and then you cannot fall in sleep and thinking like, oh, I need to pay for 30 years for like every month, 3,000 for the house or everything. And then we'll be like a bit panicked, I think.
When you are ready, yes, you can. But if you are not, you can stop. It's okay. You're like, no need like, oh, okay, I sign, I pay, I, like, what's that called? Like, thick face, you know? You need the face. You're like, okay, I will sign. Like, things like that.
Yeah. Mm. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Shamila.
Thanks, Shamila.
I've been speaking to artists Mei Kei Ho and Ong Chai Bin, who are presenting an exhibition called Whose Dream House? The show deals with the practical realities of being an artist and wanting to buy your own home in Kuala Lumpur. It's on from the 5th to the 20th of October at the Back Room at the Cheong San Building. And for more information, you can check out the Back Room KL on Instagram. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.